The Gemara is explaining the Vayiven Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela. So Dover Acher, the bottom Shure Vayiven Hashem Elokim, Omar Rav Chisde Va'omrei Lo B'Masnise Tone Melamed Shabona Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chave Kibinyin Oitza. A Chava was built like an Oitza. Ma Oitza Zeh Rochov Milamato V'Kotzo Milamailo. כדי לקבל הספרס, אף האיש הרחובה מלמטה וקצורה מלמיילה כדי לקבל הסבלת. So Rashi says, אויצה רוחב מלמטה וקוצר מלמיילה. Like something like a triangle. שאם הויה רוחב מלמיילה, כשהוא ממלוי מחפד מעשוי הפרס על הקסולים ומטה איסם. But since it's kotzer milamaylo, so not too much can go in, so it's not machbid alaksolim. Rechova milamato chalal beis harechem shelo. The Teres Chaim says that could be this is pshat that Sari Meinu said that Avram should take Hagol ulay yibona mimeno a loshen binyan. So he says, because Chazal tell us that Sarah did not even have a base vlad. She didn't have a makayah. So she said, maybe in the schus of giving over Hagar, she'll be zeichet to be nivne, and we see that the base vlad is called a binyan. So Mamela, that's the Lashon binyan. Vayiviyeha el ha'odam. The Rabbeinu Shloilam brought Chave to Adam Arishan. Melamed. Sha'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheshvines La'odam HaRishon. The Rebbeinu Shloilam was the Sheshvines La'odam HaRishon. Mikan, so if it's Lefi Kvaydei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikan Legodel Sheyase Sheshvines Lekotten, Bal Yeir Aloi. Zagt Rashi, Sheshvines Shenishtadel, I don't understand the Lashon Shenishtadel, it's either going on the Rebbeinu Shleilam Shehishtadil, or it's going on the Godel later Shehishtadil. I don't know, Claude, Nishtadil. Algo Shehishtadil Bechitunoi Lesamchoi. Rebbeinu Shleilam was Nishtadil Bechitunoi in the Chitun of Adam HaRishon Lesamchoi. Perhaps to explain these two words, Bechitunoi Lesamchoi, Rashi in Ksubis says on the bracha achite ashabara sasim v'simche chosam v'kalo. So Rashi says ashabara dibuk ish ve'ishe ayidei simche v'chedva. Perhaps a little to elaborate, we learned yesterday that let's say if they were created shnei partzufim, but it was one guf, then they were separated. Now the mitzvah is v'hoyu lebosor echad. So the Ramban says pshat v'hoyu lebosor echad, that the ikein yazev ishes aviv v'simay v'davak beishtev v'hoyu lebosor echad is going on the zivik. So they should become a bosor echad. No, to become a bosor echad, you need some devek to make out of two one. So what is the devek? What is medavek a ish leisha? So that Rashi says in Ksubis, and that is the nusach habroche, asher boro sosim v'simche choson v'kala. So Rashi says that the loshon of Rashi is as follows. Dibuk ish ve'isha ayidei simcha v'chedve. So the simcha is a davar ha-medavik. That's medavik ish ve'isha. Chosan v'kala. Boro sosim v'simcha chosan v'kala. So could be that is what Rashi means. Shehishtadol b'chitunoi l'samchoi. That the simcha makes the chitun. The chosan v'kala that they become one. That's one tachlis of the sheishvinis. And the other tachas is lehis asek b'tzolchei sudas chupe. This is another tachlis of the sheshvinim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ulaman di omar pantsif, that they were created shtei partsufim, hay minayu sagi bereshe. So which one, Sagi, so Rashi says, which one went first? The Zocha or the Nekeve? It seems there's a machlokes, the Marsha, the Shleima Mishnosa in Broches. The Marsha learns Pshat that they were Mulchuborim Me'achareim. So each one was facing a different direction. The Shleima Mishnosa learns that the Reish of one was facing the Reish of the other, so one was in back of the other facing the other. That's how he learns Pshat. So the Gemara asks, so then according to him, the Sagi Bereish is better, so one leads the other. Hay minayu Sagi Bereish. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Mistabre de Zohar Sagi Bereish. The Sanye lo yahalech Odom Achere Isha Baderech. Ba'afilu hi ishtoi. So the Braise says that, so what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ba'afilu hi ishtoi, shohu gnai loy. To be a hoylech acher ishtoi, this is not a inyan of iser, of hiru, this is a inyan of a gnai, le'yahalech odom, achere isha, ba'afilu hi ishtoi. So mistame, before the Rabbeinu Shlom was mafrid, the Zohar from the Nekeve, the hilach was that the Isha went after the Isha. Nizdamna al hagesher. What it is nizdamin a Isha al hagesher? Yisalkena litzdodim. So Yisalkena litzdodim, Rashi says, nizdamna le al hagesher, vehi mahaleches lefono. So it seems a gesher, there's not too much flexibility over there. So Rishus HaRabim Stom is very big. Can go to the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. So it doesn't have to be Achire Isha. But here, it's a narrow gesher. So he should, it seems, go quicker and catch up to her, and then she should be Mitzidoi, then v'yaveh lefoneo. V'chol ha'oiver achere isha benor ein loichelek li'oilam habo. This is another inyan. So Rashi says, benor, the midlaye lemono, she picks up the begodim, they shouldn't get wet, u'mistakil b'vsora b'eishish ish kama. So this is a chayim ha'taisis and brocha says, is rogulas is king. Ein lo yichelek lo ilam habo, but here we're speaking about lo yahalech odom achere isha baderech. This is speaking about tastes, not out the inyan of mistakel b'fsoro. There's a very interesting shubis haradbaz. The Radbaz on chelik bei simin tovshin ayin was asked such a shaila. If an isha is mechusa mikaf raglo va'ad roisha, the Arab lands, it was like that, or it is like that. Is there an isha to be mahalach achere isha? So the Radbaz answers as follows: the iker hatam sheyovei lidehir al yidei hilucha utnuaisel. So memele, so it doesn't matter if she's mechuse, if she's not mechuse, the same time applies. And he continues further. He says, kol shehu meruchak mimeno, she'einai makir umavchin behilucha ubitnuaisel. So that doesn't fall into the category of achere isha. A achere isha depends a chelik on his vision also, how good his vision is. If it's far away, it's not totally in Daladamis, if he's not mavkir or mavchen b'ilucha b'tunu yiseo, so then it is muta. Then he says, what happens if he's in a matzev that is muchach loleches achoyrei isha? So he says he should wait. He shouldn't walk. He should wait till she passes by and she should get out of his vision. The imhu memaher ledvar mitzvah. ואם יסעקב יעבר זמן המצווה, עתיכן הדבור המגיעים. So that לחייר is not an עצה. Then is יתוקע אינוב בקלקה ויילך ולא יגביע מן הקלקה. This is the תשובת הרדב"ז on our Gemara. זאת the Gemara weiter. תנו רבונו. Hamiratze mois leisha miyadoi liyado. That a person is counting money miyadoi liyado, or miyado liyado. Bishvil sheyistakel bo. The purpose of this oifen of minyan amois, he wants to be mistakel bo, and this is a heichetimza how to do it. Afilu doime lemoshe rabbeinu shekibu teire mehar sinai lo yinoke midino shel gehenem. Ba'ola v'akosav oimer yod liyod lo yinoke ro. Lo yinoke midino shel gehenem. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, hameratze moine, he's counting yod liyod. Amiratze miyod liyod. Afilu hu kemoi moishe shekibo teire miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyodoi. So the Teres Chaim explains, it seems Chazal used this posik for two limudim. Yod liyod means is amiratze mois miyodoi liyodo. And Chazal also used this posik, yod liyod, that is going afilu וכמוישה שקיבו תוירה מיד הקדוש ברוך הוא ליודו, יוד ליוד, לא ינוקה. פרקטח דה תוירס חיים, how did Chazal know to make both drushes from the יוד ליוד? So the תוירס חיים says, because it seems that he's doing an avera. יוד ליוד, לא ינוקה רו. So Vaisis is doing an avera, so the only avera he could be doing is being moine מיודוי ליודו. But since that alone is not an Aveira, that is only a Hechetimtze to bring an Aveira, because it says, Amaratze mois leisha bishvil sheyistakel bo. So why did the Torah speak about the Hechetimtze? Why didn't the Torah speak about the Etzem Aveira, which is the histaklus? So that's how Chazal derived that it's coming to tell us another drosha. That even though he's doima lemoishish rabbeinu, Shekibel miyadi shal kadosh baruch hu liyadai is also lo yinoke midina shal gehinam. Zok taisvis yod lo yinoke ro lav haine krode dorish besoytel in yengasas aruach the awesome dorish mikrode tayabes Hashem kol gaval leiv yod lo yod. It's a different pasuk. Krode hocher haine yod lo yinoke ro vizera tzadikim nimba. Omar Rav Nachman Monoyach Am Ha'oretz Hoya. Monoyach was an Am Ha'oretz. Shenema Vayokom Vayelach Monoyach Achrei Ishtoy. So why was he an Am Ha'oretz? He was Loishimish Talmidei Chachomim, because we heard a Baraisa, Lo Yehalech Odom Achrei Isha Baderech Vafilo Hi Ishtoy. So Memele, so he's an Am Ha'oretz. He didn't know these Baraises. Maskev lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So this is being Zaraya. Maskev Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Mikam Mashmed Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Lav Haino Rav Nachman Stomen. Because this is a memra of Rav Nachman. And Maskev lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Elo miyato. So you're saying that Menoyach was an Am Ha'oretz because you're learning the Posik Kipshutoi. Vayelach Monoyach Achei Ishtoi means Mamish Ahiluch. Elo Miyata Gabi Elkona Dersi Vayelach Elkona Achei Ishtoi. Hochinami? There's a problem, there's no such pasuk. Okay, Vagabi Elisha Dersi Vayokam Vayelach Achei Hochinami. Though you say they're also Amaratzim, they were Nevi'im, you can't say such a thing. Elo Achei Dvoreo Batsosa. Vayelach does not mean a physical hiluch. Vayelach means he went after her eitzah. Ochinami achid vorei vatzos. Omar Rav Ashi, Ulamai, the Omar Rav Nachman, according to the Havamin of Rav Nachman, or the way Rav Nachman had learned, Menoyach Hama'oratoya, Rav Nachman understood Pshat in the Posek Yipshutoy, Afilubei Rav Nami Loi Koro. So Memele, he didn't even go to Cheder, didn't even learn Chumash correctly. The Chsiv, not only didn't know a Baraisa, the Chsiv, Atokom, Rivke, Venare Seho, Vatirkavno Alagmalim, Vatelachno Achrei Ha'ish. So they went Achrei Ha'ish, V'loi Lifnei Ha'ish. So Kaponim, so you see, he didn't even learn Chumash. I saw a very geshmak vote from Rabbi Yom and Silber, Chazal Evatainan Monoyach, that he didn't learn Chumash. I mean, how is Monoyach supposed to derive this halacha from the Pasuk? There was a Poshet Techeshbin. Eliezer had to go first. They didn't know the way. So Feshteitzach, Eliezer went, Vatelachna Achrei Ha'ish. It couldn't be differently. So Rabbi Yom and Silber says that's 100% true. That in Hilchis, Hiluch, that means he's in the Metzias, Yitzchak had to go first because he knew the way, she didn't know the way. But if that was the reason why this occurred, the Torah would not have written it. The Torah is not a history book telling us what occurred. It's not a newspaper. If the Torah wrote Vateilachna Achrei Ha'ish, the Torah related this to us to tell us halachas. That's Hilchis Hiluch, that the Isha has to go Achrei Ha'ish. The Marshon Broches asks a kasha, how do we have a taine on Monoyach? He didn't learn Chumash. There's a chilek. Rivka was an Eishes Ish. She was married already. Eliezer married her to Yitzchak. So Memele, so there the halacha is that he's not allowed to go Achayre an Eishes Ish. Masha Enkein Ishtoi. So the state is in der posik do. So that's only the bereise. I mean, you can only condemn him as much as you could. The posik is only speaking about an eishes ish. That's the malshos kasha. Gavuch Rabbi Yom Silber says, and Chazal had a taina that Manoach had to know the teretz of the malshos kasha. I mean, Chazal malshos says, look, there's a teretz. I mean, but Manoach had to know the teretz. Others say that. That the Rai is from the Naoris. She was an Eishesis. Vateilachna Zaloshin Rabim. It's not only going on Rivka, it's going on the Naoris also. The Naoris were Pnuyis. So Memela, so that's, that already he should have, it's also Lalechas Acha Pnuyis, so who are the Nishtoi? So they want to be the Dame Pnuyis to Ishtoi. Sechnet Azoi Poshin. Zogt Rashi. Am ha'oretz hoya, the legomar derech eretz, the masnisen, the ktoni le'el, la yahalech odom afilu achre ishtoi. So he didn't know this bereis, v'loishim ish tamide chacham. Elkone novi hoya, kidesanye beseyde oilom, v'yovay isha lekim el eili ze elkone. Yud neviyim nikro isha lekim v'echad mehem. The leko lemeima am haoretz hoya. A person that the Torah calls, the pasuk calls him an isha lekim, he's not an am haoretz. Lamai de koma Rav Nachman dahai achrei mamish koma. Hey Rav, mikro shekoyrem tinoike shel beis rabon. He also wasn't aware. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Achrei Ari, V'loi Achrei Isha. Achrei Isha, V'loi Achrei Avoides Keichov. Achrei Avoides Keichovim, V'loi Achrei Beis Akneses, B'shosh HaMispalala. What is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, V'loi Achrei Isha, Eish Asish. Loi achrei avoides gilulim, shemo yimshach achreo, achsiv harchik mioleho dalkecho, tamrinin zu apikusis. Lecheiri beis haknesis, bishoy shatzibo mispallim, shenire kekoifer, shoimed miachareo, vi einay nichnas. The Marshon Broches explains that this Gemara is speaking about that a person has two alternatives. And the shaila is, which is the lesser of the two evils? So Rabbi Yochanan went with Hadrogim. Achei Ari v'loi Achei Isha. Achei Ari, the Goyin says that this is a bechina of Loi Sirtzoch. If you go Achei Ari, you're putting yourself into a sakone. Shmartam Yedul Navshei Seichem, a thing of Mabad Atzmei Ledas. Nachayrei Isha is a bechina of Loi Sinof. So Memele, if you have an alternative, which is the lesser of these two evils, so Rashi says, so it seems that Rashi wants to be madgish, could be there's a chilek between Isha and Avedis Kechovim. Isha the Shaila is being over an Avera Chamura. Talking about an Eishas Ish. Avedis Kechovim is not only the Mais Avera. Here already there's a Chash of Shema Yimshach Acher. Will be Nimshach after the Avedis Zohar. Will become influenced by the Avedis Zohar. So that's Mahapach is Mahus. It's more than a Mais Avera. Achrei avoyde zore vle achrei beis hakneses v'sho shemispalolim. The Marsho and Broche says, denire kekfire gmure v'metziyes Hashem. Amoyredike zach, this is a koifer. Given the ein nichnas bo lehispalol im atzibo. There's a tzibo that's davening, and he feels it's not important to go in. The Iyan Yaakov in Brocha says, Amir de Galoshen, Shekoifer biyecholes vashkoches HaKadosh Baruch Hu legamri. A person who doesn't realize that what he can accomplish through tefillah, yeva tefillah is a tzibur davening, and keil, the Rabbein Shalom is kabel loyimos. The Bein Shalom is not moyes at filas at tzibur. You have an opportunity to speak to the Rabbein Shalom without an emtzoi, and so that not taking this opportunity is considered koifer biyecheles vashkoches hakodesh boruch legamri. So this is more chomel than all these other averes. And the Goyin also says this is a pchina of koifer beikar. So that is the Chaymer. Rashi says the same thing. Shenire kekoifer sha'oimed mi'achareo ve'enei nichnas. He has the opportunity is in front of him, and he doesn't take the opportunity. Bekant, the Abitzel Peterberger brings down that the Chaymer of an Aveira is measured by the difficulties one has to be Mekayim, to be over the Avera, or let's say by a mitzvah, to not to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Chazal tell us, Kosha Oinshon shall love on me, Oinshon shall Tcheles. If a person did not wear Tcheles, so Memele, it's an Avera. One will not be Matzik the Avera, but Al Koponim, it was difficult. Tcheles was very expensive. So Memele, if he didn't invest in Tcheles, the Einish is not so great because the Nisoyin was very great. Einshoy shel Lovon, his pshat is that the tzitzis chutei Lovon are not expensive at all. And he didn't even want to invest in chutei Lovon, so there the Einish is much greater. The easier it is to be Mekayim the Rotzen Hashem, and he doesn't do it, the greater the Einish is. So here we're speaking about, he's Achoyrei Beis HaKnesses, B'shor Shehatzibur Mispalulim. There's, everything is Oruch Lefonov. There's a Shul, there's a Tzibur. And he doesn't bother to go in. Bein Yaakov says in Brochis, Mikolshkein oisem shahilchim lebeis haknesses, and misaprim sicha beteile beseichat fille. So Pshat is the in the shul, they're not taking the opportunity to daven. So that is, seems that is the most chamul. Let us see Taisvis. V'loi achoirei beis haknesses, b'shoh shahatzibur mispalolam. So what exactly does this mean, achoirei beis haknesses? So Taisvis says that the sefta the Megillah Tanya ein poischin botei knesiyois elo lemizrach. That the Pesach of the Beis HaKnesses is on Mizrach. Shekein motzinu b'mishkin, shenema v'choinim lifnei ha-mishkan keidmo. So the ponim of the Mishkan, the entrance of the Mishkan was b'mizrach, Mizrach. So Taisus says, what is pshat in this tosefta? V'nira de kesovar haitane, de shchine b'mayrib, v'oyim mishtachvim l'mayrib. So Mamela, they entered from Mizrach, and they were Mishtachavu L'mayrib. Fakert, it's put on Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kufnun, that you enter the shul, so Ani B'roiv Chast, Obe Veisecho, Shtachavu L'Heichol Kotshecho B'Yirasecho. That one enters, that the Knesset should be preferably the opposite side of the Yoram. Oy Mishtachavu L'mayrib. Oy, maybe a different Cheshbin, maybe it is the Sefta speaking about that Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash are b'mayrib. So therefore you mispalo to mayrib, so the knesa is b'mizrach. And it says by Daniel, v'chavin psichan lei b'ilisei neged Yerushalayim. Neged Yerushalayim. That there were windows that were open in Daliyah where he lived, opposite Yerushalayim. So Koponim, so they davened towards Ma'ariv, so the Pesach was b'Mizrach. V'hashta l'chayre nire, the achayre beis haKnesset, so if the Pesach, if the entrance is from Mizrach, so the back of the beis haKnesset, ayinu l'tzad ha'orah. And that is pshat v'loy achayre beis haknesses b'shor she'atzibur mispalol. Achayre, that should be pshat. V'rek tachtois v'ez omiyu ein nire. The bepeire kame de broches amrine, ahu gavre v'havim matzli achayre beiknishte. There was a person that was mispalol achayre beis haknesses. Oma le'e liyo kadu bar kiyamta kame morach. You're davening achayre beis haknesses, it's ke'ilu de tu reshuyos. Perish ke bar is a reshus, kadu ba tu reshuyos. Kishtei reshuyos. So memeila elyon novi kilta. Because she mispalu achayre beis haknesses. V'koma, loy shonu el doloy kamahadar apay lebeik nishte. That's davke if he's not facing the beis haknesses of mahadar api lebei knishte les lombo. Now this person was davening achayri beis haknesses. So we're saying achayri beis haknesses is the side opposite the entrance where the oren is. Vimho yo'oimed mitzat letzat ha'orein. If achayri beis haknesses is where the oren is, Koshken di mahader apay lebei knishte is ichid the merzik ishnei reshuyis. Why does the Gemara say that the avla is if he's facing the other way, but if he's turning around lebei knishte, it's good. It's ichid nireke beiz reshuyis. Shatzibo mishtachvim lemizrach v'hu mishtachvim lemayrib. It's very unclear how Taisus all of a sudden changed the directions over here. Taisus said that they used to be mishtachva l'mayrib. Al kaponim, Taisvus means to say over here, if achayre means the mokim ha'orein, the ruach, where the tzibur is mespalo to, so memeila, what meila is there if he turns around, so he's davening in an opposite direction. He's davening in opposite direction than the tzibur is davening. So the Taisvus Yishonim says, ve'efshek even da'itpech, pon of klape oren le merzike beis reshuyis. No, that's not, they're davening to the same oren. He's in this ruach and they're in their ruach. It's not called Shtei Reshuyis. Ba'oit, the Oma Ahosam Beper Karoye, Osele La'odom Laver Achire Beis HaKnesses, Bishor Shatzibu Mispal. Ba'loi Amoron, Elo Deleke Pischa Achine, Aval Ike Pischa Achine, Les Lombo. There's another Pesach, Les Lombo. Im Kain, Mashma Lefisha Oiver, Lifnei HaPesach, Ve'ine Nichna, so Achire Beis HaKnesses, is the side where the psachim are. So lachayir, it's very shver. Achayir lachayir means the back, not the front of the Beis HaKnesses. V'nire da achayir Beis HaKnesses, haynu letzad Pesach Beis HaKnesses. Aye, that's not the ocher, that's the entrance. V'kayir achayir lefi shehu achayir ha'om. This is behind the om. So memeila, so therefore this is called achayir Beis HaKnesses. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Wo Oma Rabbi Yirmiyeh ben Alosa. Kol oisan ha-shomnim shoye Odom harishin benidui. Odom harishin was benidui. Where was he benidui? So Rashi says, she yoshav meya ushloishim shone nozuf. Bepnei she gor boi ha-kodesh bochu. Dersiv hamin ha-eitz ve-kiloloi. So it was 130 years of nidui. Hoylid ruchim v'sheidim v'lilim. So Rashi says, what is this? Rashi will explain later what this is. That Abba Kaponim, these were malachi chabola, ruchim v'sheidim v'lilim. So the Masha explained that the havamin of the Gemara was that even though he wasn't peirish mechave, but he wasn't zeichet to have any children, but the Tashmish created Ruchin Shaydin Belila. Shenema, it says, Vayichi Odom Shloishim Miyashone, and then, Vayoyled Bidmusoi Kitzalmoi. Mechlal Da'ad Ha'idna, Mav Kitzalmoi Oyled. So all the time he was not zeichet for children, Kitzalmoi, he was Moyled Ruchin B'Shaydin. Meisvei, fact the Gemara, hoyer ameyer oimer, odom harishin chosid godol hoy. Kiven shero, sheniknesa misa al yodoy, yoshav betaynes meyo shloishim shone. So these 130 years was yoshav betaynes. Upirish min ha'isha meyo shloishim shone. Behelo zarze ta'enim al psore meyo shloishim shone. Zalzei Te'ena Rashi says, Chagureis, these were Chagureis made out of branches of Te'ena. And it seems this was a Moiradike Siguf. This wasn't a smooth Chagure. This was a Chagure that was Geirer Besoroi. And he was Mekabel on himself, this Siguf, for a Kapora and the Chet. The Teres Chaim says, Pshat, Chagureis Te'ena, the purpose of a chagure is that to be mavdol bein leiv le'erve. So he wants to say that the Gemara held that the Eitz Hadas was a ta'ina. So what created the tzairach of a chagure to be mavdol bein leiv le'erve, that was tafket duch ta'achila of the Eitz Hadas, then it was chala teires erve. Kol's man, the Adam did not eat from the Eitz Hadas, there was no such p'china of erve. They were erumim v'lo yizbay shashu. So memele, so therefore he wanted to remind himself that the tzairech chagure came about because of the achilas teina. But this was a siguf. V'helo zarzei teinim al psorei meyeh ushloishim shon. Al kol ponim, we see that he was Peirish Meishtoi. So how could he be Moiled, Ruchin, Vesheidim, Velidim? And for the Gemara, Ki Kamrina Nahu Beshich Vezera Dechoze Le'onzei. So through that alone, Zutrashi Nase Sheidim, Veruchin, Velilin, Minei, Mazikim. Zot the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh ben Alozo, Mikza Shvochi Shalodom Oimrim Befono, Vekulo Shaloi Befono.
Mitzvah shvachei befanav, d'chsiv ki oischa ra'isi tzadik lefanai b'der hazeh. That was bifnei noyach, kulei shaloi befanav, d'chsiv noyach, ish tzadik tomim hoya b'der oisa. There it says, tzadik tomim. That's a Rashi learns pshat. Befanav, Rashi says, I'm a mitzvah shvachei kloima. Derech eretzu, sh'afo pi sh'odom, Mishabeyach es chaveiroi sheloi befonov harbei ein marbe bishvochei lefonov nei shenire kemachnev. So one should not be marbe bishvach chaveiroi befonov ksiv tzadik sheloi befonov ksiv tzadik tomen. Zog de gemore weiter v'omar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozo mai der siv v'hinei olo zayis torof befiyo Omro yoino lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, yu mezaynoisai, meroirim kezayis, umesurim biyotcho, vayu mesukim kedvash, utluyim biyad bosor vadom. Ksiv hocho torof, ksiv hosom atchifeini lechem chuki. So, befiyo means, bebamoro, she was saying, adrosha torof is a loshon teref, that she was saying a drosha that her teref, her mozen should be vine olozayis is teref befiya. She was saying that she prefers that the teref should be malkezayis or biyodei shalach kodesh boch. Zok Rashi torof befiya maimal piya biksha shiye zayis teref shalo, that a zayis should be teref shalo vahainu mozen. Basar v'dom noyach. So memela, that was the bakosha of the yoina. So others are medayik of the loshon gemara. The gemara says, "Yumezaynoisai mesurim biyotcha, ayim mesukim kedvash utluyim biyad basar v'dom." So that's one of the yesaidis tikechilukim between. If the parnasa is miyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meichin mozein lechol boso, it's given over mesurim, it's moso. If it's biyotcha, it's moso. By a boso v'dom, it's tluyim. It's amol gitmen, amol gitmenisht. By noyach eichel mezoinei shel ari, you got late. But if it's mesurim biyotcha, we know it's being given at the correct time. Tluyim is already it's tluyim bedatei shalodo. The ben yoyodo wants to be moisif, but there's another inyan. There's an inyan of meroirim kezayis v'ayim mesukim kedvash. Another inyan. He brings from the Arizal that the difficulties a person encounters in getting panose. By others it goes easy, and other people have difficulties. So the Arizal says these difficulties of a person as Isaac bepanose and Amuk bebeamune. So the difficulties he encounters, he accomplishes many tikkunim, which the one who gets the panose in an easier oifen does not accomplish these tikkunim. So there's a besondere bakoshe meroirim kezayis is better than mesukim kedvash. That alone is also a maile in the oifen of getting panos. Zog toisvis meroirim kezayis, so it would seem that a zayis is bitter. So toisvis says, haino ilon shel zayis. The tree is bitter. For whom mar? Ilon nami mikri zayis, tosi vayreo Hashem eitz, v'dashinu ze zayis, she'ein lecho mar b'ilonais kemoi zayis. Zog de gemore weiter, v'omar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozo, kol bayis shenishmoim boi divrei teire balaylo, shuv einoi nechat. Shenemar v'loi omar ayei elokai oisoi noisein zmireis balaylo. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Vlei Omar Ayei Elokai Oisoi." Leihutzrach lehis oinein veloima ayay oisoi vareini chorev. A person will not have to say, will not have to ask, ayay oisoi shen chorev. Who is able that he doesn't have to say, ayay oisoi, mi shen oisein zmiroi shal teire baloilo. Lohochi noket lailo shakel nishma mirochi. The Sfas Emes springs from the Tikkunei Zohar that they learn Pshat in this Maimel that the bias is speaking about the Gufa Odom. The Gufa Odom is the bias for the Neshome. So Memele is so it's very good that this bias doesn't become Chorev if it's Nois and Zmireis Baloilo. The Marsha asks Akashe, why Divrei Torah is called Zmiris. We see that David HaMelech was Nenash. He said Zmiris Hayelichul Kecha, he was Nenash, and here the Pasuk calls it Zmiris. So that's the Teres Chaim says Pshat, that maybe that's what Rashi means to say over here also, that now the Masha says this Teres, that given the Nishmoim Bekoil Lemelchok, but Balayla, it's very quiet, so you can hear very, very clearly, very distinctly how he's learning. So it's similar to Zmiris. That's why it's Nimshal to Zmiris. Va'omar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elozo, b'yoyim shechorav beis hamikdosh taye li'oylom sheyishtamesh b'shtei oisiyos. After the Chulban Abayis, so it's Daya Elohim Sheishtamish Peshtei Oisius. The shame Yud Kei. Shenema Kela Neshoma Tahalel Ko. Halleluka. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Miyoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdosh Uposku HaKahanim Milavor B'Shem HaMafoyrish Kedi Omer Bein Dershim Shoyim Mevorchim B'Shem HaMefayrish. When the Olam was B'Milui B'Tikunoi, so then the Askoros Hashem was also B'Milui. But after Chuban Abayis Daye L'Olam Shishtamish B'Shem Beis Oisiyis Bein L'Shabeyach L'Fonoch Bein L'Boruch Ish Eschaveyre T'chsiv Kol HaNishomo T'Halel Klo Ko Kloyme Zeh Hashem Shekol HaNishomo Kulo Roi L'Shtamish Boi with the shame Yudkei, the shame Ben Arba Oisiyas, the shame Amatoyrish, Leila Cholaneshomani, Elo Kahanim Bilvat, Versiv Olavorech, Bishmoi, Versiv Visamo Eshmi, Amiyuchadli. Others say that the shame Vovkei is Moire and Simche, that's what the Teres Chaim says. So Memele, so therefore this the Shem B'Shleimis is after Chuban Abayis, one is not permitted to say the whole Shem because it's not the Olam Ozim Ol Yisraelinu. Now after Chuban Abayis only the Shem Yudkei. The Marsha wants to say Pshat Kulan Neshome. He wants to say the Gemara says in Yevamis that there's a goof, that there are neshamas in this goof. And ain ben David bo ad she yichla haneshamay shebeguf, and all the neshamas will come in this world and be created. So that's how the Masho wants to say pshat. Kol haneshama tahalol ko. Kol zman shehaneshamas beguf is ain ben David bo or tahalol ko. That's what the room is in this pasuk. Kol haneshama zok taisves peirish abein hachananu kri bei haneshama bedogish. Fakir, that's good for merum is in the pasuk. Kol haneshama, Rashi says it's going on everyone b'chol matzav. Abein hachananu learned that when there's a matzav of shmoma, is then it's tahalol ko. V'omar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elozor niskalelo bovel niskalelo shecheineo. When Bavel was Niskalo, so the Shechinim also became Niskalo. Niskalo lo Shemroin, Nisbolchu Shechineo. Niskalolo bovel, niskalolo shcheineo. Dechsi v'samtio lemoirash kipoit, v'agmei mayim. That bovel will become lemoirash kipoit. What does Rashi say? Lemoirash kipoit, v'sham hilchais, hachayis, rois, umazikais. Mekoimais asmuchaslo, do'oi l'rosho, v'oi l'shcheineo. So memele, so the klole that it became amoyrash kipoid also affected the shcheinim. That's what Rashi says before, niskalulu shcheinem mekilolosa, nisbolchu shcheinem mekilolosa. By shaimroim it says, nisbolchu shcheinel. Why? Because it says, v'samti shaimroim le'i hasode le'matoi korem. So it became a mokim for krumim there. Became ois shtot and it became krumim. The matoi krumim. Yehenu shcheinel v'shvachu lo sheniskeres l'toiva. The Tzadu say pshat that there's a difference between oinshei umes ha'ilam and oinshei Yisrael. The oinshim anu mesayilam is bederech nekome. It is not mechaper on the chatoim of the umesayilam. So memele. So then there's a pchina of oile rosha oile shcheinoi. Ashe enkei by oinshe Yisrael, it's not an inyan of oinshe nekome. Kolamach lo shesamte b'mitzrayim loy osim alecha. Kini Hashem reifecho. The oinshe Mitzrayim was not a pchina of refuah. Einshei Mitzrayim was a bechina of Einishtak. This is a bechina of refue, so then it's toiv le tzadik for toiv le shcheinoi. So they became, after the chuban of Shomrim, they became tzadikim. So memela, therefore, the shcheinim were nene from that which occurred to Shomrim. Va'oma Rabbi Yirmiye ben Alozo. Boyu re'ei sheloi kemides HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Boso Vedom. Midas Boso Vedom Mischayev Odom Harigel Amalchus. If a person is Chayev Harigel Amalchus, Matilin Loichiko Losoich Piv. Kidei Shiloyikalo Las Hamelach. There's a mokim that he should be Mikalo the Melach. Could be the Mishpat was not Eiskahalden. So therefore, so something is done, they put something in his mouth. Rashi says, Chika H Shapaiseach Piv Shlo Yuchal Ledaber. So Memele Kadeshli Kawal as a Melech. He says, the Onshim, that is the Onshim of a Melech Bos of Adam. But Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom Mischayev Harigin Lamokim Shoisik. Shenema Lecho Dumiyo. When a person is Nenash, is mekabel the din b'shtika l'chod demiyo tehila v'loy oid ela shemishabeyach shenema tehila v'loy oid ela shedoyim eloy kilo makriv kolb shenema olacho yeshulam neda. So Rashi says shedoyim olov noichin loy yesurin shemekabelon meyavo is mekabel the yesurin. Olaha Yeshulam Neder Oisa Dumiya Shohu Dumiya Bi Yisurim. That means he's Mekabel. He's not a Boyet Bi Yisurim. Shohu Oisa Dumiya Shohu Daime Bi Yisurim Daime Loik Yeshulam Neder. This is equivalent to a Kolb. To Kilu Hevi Kolb. Shohu Daime Loik Yeshulam Neder. Kolb Shem Olaha Yeshulam Neder. Hainu da Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mai dechsiv oivrei be'emek habocho, Mai yon yeshisu, Gam broches yate moire, Oivre eilu b'nei Odom, She'oivren al retzoinoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emek shemamikim lahem gehenem, Habocho, She'boichin umeiridin demois kemayon shal shitim, Gam brocha is yate moire, shematzdikem aloyim esadin, v'oimrim lefon av rebeine shaloylam yofo danto, yofo zikiso, yofo chiyavto, yofo tikanto gehenem lerishoim,
Gam Eidem L'Tzadikim. Let us see first what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mayon Yeshisuhu Kimayon Shel Shitin. The demois of the Rishoyim are like a Mayon Shel Shitin. What is Shitin? Nekev Shebebinyin HaMizbeir. Shenisuch HaYayin Shel Safolem Yoyred L'Soichei Kolashone Kedamrinem Belulu V'Arove. So the demois of the Rishoyim is equivalent Mayon Yeshisuhu like the Mayon of Shitin. The Teres Chaim is a whole Ariches over here, an Agemore, and he wants to say in this Posek is Merumez Psasoid, that is Mevur and Zera Kodesh in a few places, that, and he explains as follows. There is an Indian, Bizman Abayis, a person brought a Kolb. This bringing of a korban, the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra says, is a gewaltig chesed. The smiche on the korban was that uskiilu, that the korban is bim koimoi. What is being done to the korban is the person stood there and was machashev, that whatever is being done to the korban is really, he's deserving that should be done to him, and that was a chesed of korbanes, that the korban was a psamamala moke, shchite, the haktore. The sherim zekta meir de kevort, v'shochat ois hayach ha-mizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. There was an avoyde tzafuna, the avoyde ha-machshove, that was lefnei Hashem, that was the korban. Not only that they shechted the korban, the machshove of the bala korban, which was lefnei Hashem, that he was misbeinin, that whatever's being done to the Kolben, he's the servant of, that was the shleimus of the Kolben. But al Kolponim, it was Shayech, this Tziruf, the Avoidet Sefoyne B'machshove, and the Avoidet HaKolben that was done with the Bein. After Chulben Abayis, so we don't have Kolbonis anymore, but we have something which is equivalent to Kolbonis, Tainesim. Kilo hikrafti chelbi vedomi. Mitzad echod, this is more choshev. It's chelbi vedomi, it's not mamoinoi, it's kufoi. This is also tainis with tshuve. This is also equivalent to a kolben, bizman she'ein beis amigdashkayim. But Chazal tell us that there's another kolben. There's a kolben that a person brings, if he wasn't zoiche, to do tshuve b'chayov is a bechina of tshuve that is done la'acha misa. And he explains that this is what the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is speaking about that Misha mischayev misa al yedei akod hariga al yedei akodish bolchu. So the Rabbi Nishlam is taking him for a kolben. Then he becomes his own kolben. It's not chelbi v'domi. The harige is b'mokim the shchite. The gehenim is b'mokim the haktore. That's the mokim haktore. It's a more chomodike kolb. The demois are b'mokim the nisuch. Ein kolben b'li nisuch. So memele, that's why the posik says, kemayon shel shitin, that this is equivalent, that the demois, that the rishoyim are moirid, in the Gehenim, this is equivalent to the Nisuch and the Kolb. Gam brachis yate moire shematzdikim aleim es hadin. This is the vidui. Every Kolb is vadu. So, that Chazala megale, that there's an inyan of tshuve la'acham isosai. That means the Gehenim is a mokim that is moire than the shamas to do tshuve. And this tshuva also helps. But he says, Pshat and Posuk is Toshif Enoish Ad Dako Adichducha Shal Nefesh is going on this tshuva in Gehenim. Abo Shubu B'nei Odom. Besser Volt Geven Zetan Tshuva Memes Aben Odom. Nitven Zahalzach Shoin by Dichducha Shal Nefesh. Agav Uche, he's Medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eilu bnei oivrei be'emek habocha. Eilu bnei adam sh'oivrei mal retzoinei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eimek shemamikim lahem gehenem. So he says, what is pshat mamikim lahem gehenem? So vayistoyis, the deeper in the gehenem it is, the hotter it is. Even though by us we have a musik, heat rises, aber kaponim dort nisiz nishtazoy. He says, that's pshat Rashi bin zan and parshas koyach, ne koyach loy meisu, nizbatzlam mokim gavoya be gehenem. What is the mokim gavoya? Mokim gavoya, it's not so hot there. That's pshat over there. The mamikim lam gehenem dort nizdach zeh heis. Aber the mokim gavoya, this is pshat that, it's not the oimek hadin over there. Zog te gemore weiter. So al kaponim beistach heis, that in the Gehenem there's so tutzach greise Sachen da mit Vidui und nisuch und ganze Sachen. Fragt die Gemorre Eini, wo Oma Rab Shimon ben Lokish Rishoyim afilo al Pischei shal Gehenem einem Chayzerim betshuve Rishoyim anat Chayzer betshuve afilo al Pischei shal Gehenem. Shenemal v'yotzu v'ro b'pigrei hanoshim ha-poishim bi. She-poshu lo-inema, elo ha-poishim. She-poishim v'ho-hilchim lo-yoylam. They continue to be poishim. So me-mele, so weiss doch ois, that the Gehenem is not ma-hapach a-roshe. He remains a-roshe. So the Gemara lo-ikashe. Ho b'poishe Yisroel. Ho b'poishe a-poivdei kechofim. So, Mamela, by Poshe Yisrael, there is an Indian of Tshuva. By Poshe Evid Kechovim, they're Poshe Mbi. Hochinami Mistavre, that it's talking like this, that is only, that Rish Lakish is only speaking about Poshe Umeisoil, Poshe Evid Kechovim. Because not in Kain Koshe, the Rish Lakish, Ada Rish Lakish. The Omar Rish Lakish, Poshe Yisrael, ein er gehenem shelet es bem kal bachayim em mizbeach hazov ma mizbeach hazov shein olov ela ka oivi dino zov omad kameshonim bloi sholta boi hoil. So my male, it's not shoylet, it's not mechala poish Yisrael shemelei mitzvus kerimoy shenema kefelach horim en lakoseich vi omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish al tikri rakoseich elo rei koseich שאפילו ריקונים שבוך מלאים מצווס קרימי. הלחס כמה וכמה, that what, that אויר של גהנם is not שוילת בהם. פרק די גמורה אלוהו דחסיב אויברי בעימק הבוכה. אז יופה אויברי בעימק, אהוד מחייב אהי שעתה בגהנם. So me meila hu de machai ve yishate be gehenem. For osi Avrom, take, he goes into gehenem. For osi Avrom avinu masik luhu. But they're taken out of gehenem. U mekabu luhu. Bar mi Yisroel shebo al bas oivet kechovim. Ve moshcha olosoi. Ve loi mevshake olei. And then it is not nikir. Then it is not nikir that he's a yid. That he has on the side, preparish v'loi niker habris, lebakir b'echoli talgum ulevishakir b'echoli. Zot Rashi. Hapoishim bi adayin, v'afilu b'shas teilatom v'isham. Timkein, dohod, reish lakish b'ishasom, bukilo lahaykro, d'chsi v'isham leisir b'kashe didei adidei. V'loi mivshaker, einenu makirei shehu Yehudi. The moshcha olosoi v'doi maloi kemi she'enoi nimu. Zog Toisvis, poishe Yisroel ein sheletes ben kalbochayme memizbeach hazot. Teime de memeseches chagige ovid kalbochayme mesalamandre, to talmidei chachomim ein eir sheletes ben mikal v'choyim. And though I stois, afilu poishe Yisroel. Yeshloimar, the poishe Yisroel pneim mashchirim. That means it's not sheilet af kiloin mistama, but al kaponim, there is an effect of the eir. Ve'ilu talmidei chachomim klal o klal loy. Bar mi bo al goyo,
So Memele, that there is not, there Avraham Avinu is not mavchin that he's a yid.
So Taisve is lo shayach lemechshevei bahazov gabi shloishe yerdim legehenem ve'einam oilem. Because it seems Avraham Avinu will not take him up. This is a oile. He is oile. The shekibol shekibol dinoi.
But he says this is vaistoyis, that this is those who the rishoyim were not bo'al goyim, so the goyim, so they have a schus afilu before Avraham Avinu is massing them from Gehenna.
Boho deloy choshev hosom poishe Yisrael begufon vatzedoykin dedein oylin lefisha shnuyim bebraise. Va'avol gav de malbim bnei chaveirei choshev lei v'tani lei b'meseches oves. Mikomak mashminin, they want to say the machane shem have a malbim afal gav de doshpei b'shmei.
So memeila, that's why it mentions machane shem that has a din of malbim. That's why it's moisiv the machane shem over there.
Yeah. Zogt de gemore weiter. Maskif lo Rav Kahane. Hashte da amret ha-poishim. You're telling me ha-poishim is a loshen hoive. The poshi ve-ozli. That are kaseita, that they continue being poishim. Elo miyato d'chsi va-ha-moitzi va-ha-male de-masik u-de-mapiku.
You'll also say it's a loshen of continuing. Elo da-asik va-apik.
So the Gemara wants to say that it's not muchach bechlal that it's a loshen hoive. Could be it is a loshen ova.
Zogt Rashi, amoitzi vaamale, amoitzi eschem mi eretz Mitzrayim, vechein amale eschem mi eretz Mitzrayim.